Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Avoid the Biggest Source of Business Stress. Why? Because so many people get burnt out as entrepreneurs. And what is the main reason for them getting high or having high burnout? Because they wear all the hats. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another, said William James. Holy cow, is she for real? That was all I could think about as I held the phone to my ear and listened to this woman's response to my simple question. What are you currently doing to bring money into your business? Let me explain. A few weeks ago, I got a call from a well-connected woman. She's a mother, author, speaker, and long-term feminine activist. She attracted uber high-profile supporters to endorse her work and was about to launch Full Tilt into a book promo tour. She called to get my insight on business strategy. Specifically, she wanted ideas to help her organization make more money. So far, so good. But after a few minutes into our call, a wrenching knot formed in my stomach because I recognized a deadly addiction in her, one that I've seen in many entrepreneurs, including myself. It's the addiction of too many damn projects, and more specifically, the addiction to too many damn unfinished projects that aren't making money. The addiction, in turn, fuels one of the biggest sources of business stress in existence: overwhelm. Self-generated, self-sustaining overwhelm. Many working women have a nasty habit of generating massive overwhelm by saying yes to too many projects without spending nearly enough time discriminating exactly how those projects fit into their own overall profit picture and their overall lifestyle picture. Well-meaning, I'm here to change the world kind of women, in particular, struggle with this image. And let me go back and let me tell you what I'm talking about when I'm talking about I'm here to change the world kind of woman. In particular, okay, when you feel that you have a mission, and your mission is to impact everyone, and what happens is you're basically broad-based, and you think that whatever you have to offer is something that everyone would benefit from and that everyone needs. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. You can't help everyone, and not everyone is in your niche. What you want to be able to do is that you look at yourself, you look at your skills, you look at the things that you've overcome, and who out there is experiencing that same pain, because those are the people that you want to help. You can't help everyone. The problem is that we want to think that we can help everyone, but it's not true. Here's the deal. If you want a highly profitable business and you want to enjoy the sweet fruits of your labor, you've got to handle your addiction to too many damn projects. The great news is that a few small changes in your approach will net you both immediate and long-term results. As a recovering Too Many Damn Projects addict myself, here are four steps to get you started right now. Know exactly what you want. Do you know exactly what you want to create your business? How much revenue and profit you'd like to earn over the next 12 months? Do you know what products or what services you'll sell to reach those goals? Can you clearly and quickly articulate this to someone who could help you get what you want? If so, hooray for you. Keep it front and center at all times. If not, it's time to figure out now. I often tell my clients, I can help you create whatever you want as long as you can clearly tell me what that is. You've got genius in you. If you're one of those people locked in hell, I don't know what I want, land, I promise that somewhere within you, you do. Sometimes your true desires need to be coaxed out. Play, experiment, and explore. Talk about it out loud. Try different things on for size. Use your intuition and be honest with yourself. Sometimes just act of writing things down on paper is enough to bring massive clarity. What you want to do is know your goals. And the best way to do that is to write it out. And one question that I ask someone is, if you had enough money that you did not ever have to work, but you could do it for free, what would it be? Because that is the way you know exactly what it is that you have a passion for. It can be art. It can be even helping someone else live the best quality of life possible. But you need to know exactly what it is. And then you need to write down all the steps that it will take for you to reach that goal. And what are you going to do that is going to help you get there? And write it down. Write it down in a column and put it in a definite visual. Even if you have to just close your eyes, visualize yourself and get yourself into a deep, deep trance where you can actually see yourself doing what you really want to do. And then once you know that, write down all the steps and break it down into achievable goals that you want. If you look at the end goal, it can be very daunting. But if you break it down into steps, say you're going up a ladder, you take 1 foot at a time going up the ladder so you don't fall. Do that. Think about it. How do you break it down into the different steps that it will take you to reach that final goal? Even if it's, say, writing a book, and first you write the first chapter or the first page, then the next page till it becomes a chapter. Then you keep doing that slow by slow, that at the end of a week or 2 weeks or a month or however long it takes you, you have a book. The idea is to know exactly what it is that you want. Do this now. If you don't know exactly what you want, grab a notebook and pen and use the following prompts to get clarity now. Write whatever comes to mind and don't edit yourself. The only way to do this Wrong is to not do it at all. I want to create blank in my business this year. What is it that you want to create? Over the next 12 months, I want to generate in revenue and in profit. How much do you need to make in total minus all of your expenses to create the revenue and profit that you totally want? I'll need to sell the following mix of products and services at the following prices in order to reach my goal. And you know what? I have found that sometimes people don't understand the value of the product that they truly have, or the value of who they are and what they have to offer. So they often underprice themselves. And what happens is then when they get too many clients that they want to cut back and still make the same income, what happens is they then don't know what to do because they just don't know the value. So, of course, you first need to know the value of what you have to offer. You can and should spend more time refining this until you feel clear that you've got it all right. But a great job on taking first step. And if you didn't do it yet, don't keep reading. Do these exercises now. I'm watching. So while you're listening to me, let's backtrack and let's say, write this down while we are talking. And let me tell you, I've been involved with the WBEX Coaching Summit for the past 3 weeks, and we have one more week to go. And because I'm also a breakout facilitator, after some of the presentations, I have been able to get some of the slides. And while we've been discussing what went on in the presentation, many of the participants in the breakout sessions were taking notes. So let's go back and let's reiterate this again so that you can get it. I want to create blank in my business this year. How much do you want to make? And write that down. Over the next 12 months, I want to generate in revenue and in profit. I'll need to sell the following mix of products and services at the following prices in order to reach my goal. Be brutally honest about what it takes. Get real with yourself on how much time and money and effort anything you say yes to actually takes to get done. Why? Because most of us say yes to things before really thinking through exactly what we're in for. We chronically underestimate what it takes to complete projects in terms of time, money, and effort. All too often, we wind up overwhelmed and underfunded. Then we quit. So, this is another way to look at it, that you have to spend time and effort getting a project done. And for every hour that you put into it, how much is that worth to you? That gives you an idea of how much your product is worth. Think about it. Because so many people work for an hour. hourly wage or a set salary. They don't really have any concept of what their time is worth. For years, I can remember when my mother and my sister would go shopping and they would find something in one store and purchase it. Then they would go from mall to mall to store shopping just to find out how where they could save a penny or find it less. Well, guess what? In the long run, that one item cost them more money just by doing that. Because this is, look at it, the time it took to get from one store to the other, the time it took or the cost it took in gas from getting one shopping center to the other. That's all time and money. And in essence, if you find something on sale the first time and you really want it, then get it. Don't sit there and say, oh, I'll wait till it goes on sale and it drops more money, or then I'll go check out and find out if I can find it cheaper. Because in the long run, you're spending more money just by going out there and looking to find it cheaper. You have to consider your time worth money, because we only have 24 hours in a day, and you only have time to do those things that you can achieve within a 24-hour day. So unless you have time to burn, and in my mother's case, her typical day for many years was to get up, eat breakfast, go back to bed, or to sit around the house. I mean, yes, she cleaned the house, but at the same time, she really wasn't being productive. But then in the afternoon, she'd get dressed and, oh, let's go somewhere. And it was just a matter of going to a mall, to window shop, from store to store to store. She never really bought anything unless she desperately needed it. And she did not put value on her time. My sister was a teacher for 30 years and retired. She started out making $9,800 a year, but over a 30-year span, she built it up to $70,000 a year. But at the same time, it was not the hours that she spent with the students. It was also the hours that she spent preparing what her students needed to learn. And she did not acknowledge that her time was worth money. So in essence, she has no problem getting in a car, going to a mall, going from store to store to store, or whatever she wanted to do, just to window shop. I mean, it's nice to be able to do that. I'm not knocking it, because a lot of people do, but you need to look at, especially if you're an entrepreneur, how much your time is worth to you. Because most of us say yes to things before really thinking through exactly what we're in for. We chronically underestimate what it takes to complete projects in terms of time, money, and effort. All too often, we wind up overwhelmed and underfunded. Then we quit. Or worse, we have a slew of partially completed, non-money-making projects, renting valuable space in our heads, our hearts, and our hard drives. Like any home renovation project, a good rule of thumb is that most business projects take much longer and cost way more than you initially thought. Make it a habit to say yes with your eyes wide open. And that means thinking before you jump into doing something. Don't agree to doing something unless you have the time to put into it and understand what your time is worth. And you may not be getting paid for it. You may not be donating, but if you consider what your time is worth and that you value that, then in essence, you are giving them that amount of money in time. Create a white space. I don't know about you, but I find it near impossible to work when there's clutter around. Any kind of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, or psychological. Inner chaos creates outer chaos, and vice versa. The fix, cultivate what I affectionately call white space, areas of your world that are open, clean, and simple. Over the past month, I've been methodically clearing out every square inch of my physical and energetic life, including my homes, my finances, my books, my calendar, my index, my refrigerator, my future projects, my computer files, my project list, my daily tasks, my systems, and my yearly business goals. Let me tell you why it's important to streamline. So many times you will hear someone say, I don't have enough time in a day to get everything done. This is why you don't, because if you have too many projects going on, and if you're an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, what happens is you wear all the hats because you don't have the money to farm it out. But maybe if you trade off services and find someone who can do something that it's not necessary for you to do to get your project completed, and vice versa, then you know what? Between the two of you, you get more done. It's intense and amazing to realize how much stuff accumulates that you don't actively clear your space. Want to see instant results? Start with your physical environment. You'll get an immediate energy boost that can last for days. Choose one physical area and clear out like a closet and go to town. Seriously, do this right now. Don't stop until you can't possibly throw away or donate another atom. Muy importante. Don't wuss out. Don't get sentimental and hang on to things just in case. What remains should only be what you absolutely love and must have. I have someone that she literally went out and bought things just for the idea of buying something, not the idea of whether or not she was going to wear it. And then now that she's in the process of moving, or she's trying to clean out her closets, she turns, instead of just calling Goodwill and giving it away, she gives it to me. And what happens is I turn around and call Goodwill and give it away. Because you know what? It's not something that I'm going to wear or something that I'm going to use. And I don't need someone else's clutter. And as much as it's nice that they want to take the time to help you, often you need to consider, are you going to use it yourself? Do you truly need it? If not, don't get it. Then you don't have to worry about throwing it away down the road. Get a first-class ticket on the no train. If you live in constant state, business overwhelm, it's easy to get yourself on what I affectionately call the NO train as soon as possible. When you're on the NO train, you can allow NO to be your initial response to new projects, new requests, and new demands on your time. This is especially helpful if you have a backlog of old tasks and projects you've agreed to but have not yet completed. And don't worry, you don't have to ride the NO train forever. You can certainly get off for a quick stop if a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity comes along. Though these once-in-a-lifetime opportunities are rare, think of your time on the NO train, a much-needed business colonic, meaning cleanse yourself of all those things that you agreed to do that you don't have time to do and give them back to the person that needed them done and tell them to find someone else. And here's another important tip. Once you got on the NO train, be prepared that you'll still experience overwhelm for the next few weeks to a month before you'll still have to complete all the projects you committed to a long time ago. If you know it's time to get on the NO train, declare it now. Tell your assistant, your team, your coach, your family, anyone who can support you. The best part of this strategy is that you'll become hyper aware of your addiction to take on too much stuff. You'll begin to break the nasty pattern once and for all. So there you have it. Four simple yet powerful steps to help you avoid one of the biggest sources of overwhelm. Of course, this list isn't comprehensive, but it will get you to the road of recovery starting now. Think about it. One of the best ways to manage your time effectively is to streamline it, to do the things that you know will accomplish those goals that you truly want to accomplish. And be aware of one more thing. Agree to and understand time management skills. Write down everything you gotta do each day and plan out how much time it will take for you to complete it. By doing that, you have the opportunity to complete all your tasks within a day. Remember, you can go to my website, and my website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And I have a number of articles that you can read that can help you, in essence, understand what it is to set goals. And if you want coaching, we can sit down with you and put together an action plan that will help you achieve your goals for your business and develop the kind of financial success that you truly want to have in the future.